I have ducks. I have to go feed every night. And they're just out there. She lays eggs.
Yeah, I cook them, eat them.
Well, I did cook with them, but I never did just eat them. I didn't want to just eat them scrambled or something.
I mean the ducks.
Oh, they're pets. We wouldn't eat them.
Oh, yeah.
They're just pets.
Well, I never ate a duck. I didn't know people cooked ducks.
Oh, yeah, they're good. I have cooked them. I bought them and cooked them, but I wouldn't eat these. Great, big, pretty white ducks. I wouldn't know. We just have two. We have a drake and a hen, and she lays eggs, but she's never hatched any of them.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
They say out this VFW club where they have a pond that they hatch. Why she won't hatch them?
I don't know.
And I have taken them and put them in one of those little incubators the children have. And I never have been able to. But at Easter time, I get them and dye them. They're great big eggs.
They're richer than the hen eggs.
Yeah, that's what they say. And that they're strong. I heard they had a strong taste. And I don't know, I just didn't want to eat the eggs like that. But I've cooked with them.
I never used them, but I just heard them say that they were strong.
That's what I've heard. No, something like that, I just don't want, turn you against it. I guess in a way, I guess they're good as a hen egg, though.
Anything like this, you pet, you don't want it.
No. I have a little old pool. I put them in and they swim. I let them out when I'm at home, let them walk around the yard. I don't know why a dog ain't got them. You know, the children had some over at Harvey's mother's that the dogs finally got. But they haven't ain't gotten these yet. If we ever get anything, we have it till something happens to her. We've got those horses we ought to sell. Sue's gone, Gay's gone. I don't know, they just hate to get rid of them. When they come home, they'll ride them.
Well, it's saving for them.
Well, that's what I talked Sue into selling them. She's the one that, I thought, and I said, now, Sue, you're gone. I think your daddy can find somebody that wants them, and we'll sell them. So she's, all right. I didn't think Gay would say anything, so I was telling Gay, I said, now, Gay, the man is going to come to look at the horses. And she hit the ceiling. She said, well, just tell Daddy to sell me then, if he's going to sell my horse. So he wouldn't sell them when she said that. But I'm the one that has to look after them.
And I know it. That's the way it'll be.
And this winter, see, they have that pasture, but this winter the weather's been bad and I've had to feed them. I go on my way home from school usually, but I came on over here today because I was late. I just go out there and they're out on the highway. You know the pasture that was Mr. Mitchell's? You know where food thrift down is?
That's right, I know.
It's across over there.
It is.
It's a big pasture. But I've had to feed them this winter. While the weather was so bad, I've had to feed them a lot. We have a little place at home, but no, it doesn't have enough grass to support them. So in the fall, it got so dry, I was afraid the water would give out there. And the children brought them home. They'll ride and get their friends and go, but not like they used to. So if you're expecting something to happen or somebody to come to see you, and something happens they don't get to, you say, I'm
very disappointed.